Hello YouTube, and this is my 2012 Diamondback Sorento. I want to show you some of the changes I made to this bike and how it rides. I'm gonna do a video of me riding it sometime soon on this trail. Nice trail, really short though. So when I first got this bike, about I think it was two years ago, it worked pretty well, but I had to make a few changes to it. After stock, is, you know, you can't just say you want a stock bike, it's not as cool. So first thing I did immediately was, after about 2 weeks of owning this bike, these pedals, I got these new metal pedals because the plastic ones broke in half. Yeah, you heard me. They broke in half. Again, Diamondback. Second thing, I got these new gel seat cover, and it really, really makes the ride a lot more comfortable when I do my commutes to school. And it works pretty well. I don't know if you can tell from here, but that's a really soft seat. Got it. And the original seat didn't really work out that well because the stock down back seat. So, dang it. I got to go about 5 miles to school every day, and taking it and braking and going the way I do does not take very well good care of the tires. So I bought these Bell tires, and plus part of my daily off-road route is right here. I tested this camera 40 times zoom while I'm at it. Love this thing. There you have that. So yeah, I'm in a tire, and you can see this tire is it's 2.2 inches thick, and it's got a really good off-road tread. I got it like 200 miles ago. And then I also, this quick release thing, that's silver with black, it completely broke off. Crap. But, so really that's all I've done to it, and you can tell I've got a little bit of mud on it, because the Diamondback's wanting to clean it. It has a 7-speed, I had a 21-speed Shimano Altus, I believe. And it's got, see there, Altus, 7-speed by 3-speed. And it's got one of my favorite little things on a bike that I just have to have besides good brakes. It has lever shifters. This bike was actually really cheap for what it is. I mean, missing a bolt. Oh no, it's not missing a bolt right there. It was before. So anyways, why don't, if you guys check out my next video, I will be taking this sweet bike out on a ride. And really, that's all I have to tell about it. So, see you next video on part 2.